Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, good morning, America, and to everybody around the world listening this morning. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. I will be monologuing today, going solo. So what I'm going to do today, and before I even start, I want to thank our engineers in Minnesota. Jason and Nate will be engineering the broadcast for this two-hour period. And what I want to do is I want to talk about the reasons why why the USA, are in this mess. I want to talk about the playbook, the blueprint, the template. I want to use examples, analogies, metaphors, game plans for the American destruction, and connect the dots. And I do this often. I want to continue to mention a lot of articles, all published in the public domain. But when I mention these articles, folks, I want you to look at how we, the American people, because of things like political correctness, has basically bowed down and accepted the lowering of the bars of standards and expectations for a job. I want you to concentrate on how work has been delegitimized. And everything regarding plausible deniability, liability, immunity, is all based on what group we are in. In other words, legitimacy of the whole system is fake, it's phony, it's made up. And it's made to consolidate power, money, control, and protect the elite, not what group we're in. And the elite are truly the protectionist group status because they don't earn a job. Granted, there's a lot of people who get jobs based on what group you're in as they label you useful idiots and victim group status. However, the people who are in control are the people who don't earn their jobs and get their jobs based on nepotism connections. Basically, delegitimizing work, compromising value. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into some election news, and then I'm going to go into all these articles, all published in the public domain. Rich does not make up any of this stuff, okay? And again, concentrate on what I just said, on how they've delegitimized work. So here we go. And just think about the groups that are protected when I mention these articles. And I'm going to do a lot of sidebars, as I often do. And when I'm by myself, I can go into a little more detail and specificity on the sidebars, and I will. So the first article here is President Trump asks why Georgia's leaders allow and do nothing about news that 74 counties in Georgia are missing legally required images of the 2020 election. Next, again, Georgia, 770,000 ballots ordered shortly before the 2020 election are missing. Where did they go? Think about that. 770,000? Are you kidding me? Missing? Next, again, Georgia, again, untested machines illegitimately used in the election. And in Wisconsin, the lieutenant governor, I think she was lieutenant governor, and she's going to be running for governor. I'm hearing mixed comments. comments on that. Anyway, long story short, she is suing over the 2020 election steal, but unfortunately, she's not fixing the 2020 election. And we can't continue as a country, people, if we don't fix 2020. When you have no rule of law, you're called a banana republic. When you don't have election integrity, you're called a third world nation. When you install residents in the White House and all the down ballot so-called winners who didn't win, what did we used to call this in America? We called them a failed state. So we are defining our definition of a failed state right now if we don't fix the 2020 election. And speaking of the 2020 election, we all know about Maricopa County in Arizona. This is the fourth largest county in the United States. Over 2 million ballots casted in Maricopa County. Now, I want you to keep in mind here that Biden supposedly beat President Trump by a little over 10,000 votes. Let me say that again. And again, when I repeat something, which I hate to do because I have so little time, I'm not repeating something because of you. I think that I'm trying to be condescending to you. I'm trying to make a point. I'm trying to make you have the data so you can repeat the data to other people and wake more people up. Well, the meat of the findings was 57,000 fraudulent ballots. 57,000. Think about this, people. There was 57,000 plus potentially fraudulent ballots in Maricopa County for the 2020 election. And Biden, they say Biden beat Trump by 10,000 plus votes, a little over 10,000 votes. I want you to do the math in your head as I mention these numbers. Okay? Maricopa County Records Office actually deleted the entire 2020 general election. That's called fraud. Fraud has no statute of limitations. That means this election should be null and void. It should be decertified. 269,000 ballots, approximately, images were now corrupt and unreadable, in addition to approximately 30,000 missing ballots. Please think about this math when they say Joe Biden beat President Trump by a little over 10,000 votes. And it's been proven that the machines did access the internet. It's been proven. Canvassing revealed up to 173 missing ballots in Maricopa County. You can't make this stuff up, people. 34%+ of these residents had voted, but no vote was ever registered or recorded for them. This is beyond third world banana republic. Just think about that. So they're saying there's a potential 173,000 missing votes in Maricopa County alone. And Arizona has 14 other counties. But Joe Biden won by a little over 10,000 votes. And canvassing also revealed over 96,000 ghost votes in Arizona. Think about that. The state of Arizona could not identify 58% of the voters as real humans. I know this sounds like a Twilight Zone episode, like I'm trying to interview for some sci-fi job. But I promise you, this is all stuff that's been proven. And if you believe it, they're actually using this stuff. This information is saying Joe Biden won by over 10,000 votes. And the state of Arizona could not identify 58% of voters as real humans. Think about this. Democrats themselves testified that voting machines are not secure. Remember when Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Remember those people when they testified that machines are not secure and they can be hacked? Okay, what do you think just happened? This is just some of the math people. Think about it. This is some of the math. 58% are not real human beings, could not identify. I mean, come on. America, we're being played. So let me go on with more published news in the public domain. You know, I've mentioned Stu Peters quite a few times. He's really, his quality, along with the Steve Bannons, the Frank, Mike Lindell's Frank speech, you know, the Gateway Pundit, Citizen Free Press. I mean, the quality of these sites are now up to InfoWars Alex Jones, okay, as far as accurate information. I get a, you know, Alex Jones has taken so much heat over the years. Think about all the reading and research he's done from the UN, the white papers, all the documents proving everything that's happened so far. And for decades, this man was called the biggest conspiracy theorist in America. You know, just a little sidebar here. I don't know Alex anything, and I'm going to tell you right now, yeah, he did sell a DVD of a small production company that did a story on me and my book, and one of his people did an interview on me years ago. It has nothing to do with it. I'm saying it like it is. A lot of people, you know, Alex talks about his family ranch or ranches. He's mentioned how his father was a very well-to-do, successful dentist or oral surgeon. But you know what? When people who come from fairly well-to-do backgrounds, what do? They get jobs based on nepotism connection. But what did Alex Jones do? No one's ever said this. But because he came from wealth, I don't know how much, but sounds very comfortable, he went out on his own and stuck up for our nation and put his own and his family's safety and reputation on the line. Well, it turns out he was one of the few people in America who read all this stuff. And everybody's saying, how'd you know? How'd you know? Because he did what we ask all the time, reading, research, and verify. And, you know, he deserves the credit where credit's due. And that's what I'm going to do today. I'm just going to go off into all these different tangents. And when I hit all these articles and stuff like this. But anyway, going back to Stu Peters. He interviewed a young lady who was in her 20s. And she talked how powerful elite celebrities and there was demonic sex abuse rings. Her name was Allie Carter. And she said, and I'm surprised more people didn't pick this up, but I'm going to say it because it's still on Stu Peters' website. And basically, Allie Carter said Barack Obama and Joe Biden raped her. She even had the guts to say Michelle Obama was a man. And she talked about underground tunnels and how CPS and social workers are so complicit in child trafficking. And she made it very clear with a lot of examples how, quote, we sign their paycheck. Now, could she be a plant to discredit the alternative media? I guess it's possible. But she seemed pretty doggone real to me. So I would go to the Stu Peters show and look at that interview, folks, because it shows how we've lowered the bars of standards and expectations, not just for law and order, but for certain elite groups. You know?
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Finelli. I'm going solo today, and I know the last article kind of may have freaked people out, but verify, challenge me. Go to the Stu Peters Show. He's really been hitting it out of the park with the so-called vaccines, which are not vaccines, which pretty much every doctor right now is calling it a bioweapon, any doctor of credibility. And see, this is what happens when you don't have when we no longer honor merit. You know, all this talk about equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, equity, these are all politically correct buzzwords hijacked by definition to use as tools to divide and conquer and distract and dumb down the American people. And I've given thousands of examples for all this. What's happening right now is a consolidation of power, money, control. And they're hiring people in big corporations and government who's willing to sell out American people, to sell out the people. You've heard me all talk often about lawyers, judges, politicians, and bankers on how they're more concerned about manufacturing their perception of self-importance and self-preservation as defined as their own self-interest, feathering their own nest. But what these people are, for the most part, are American sellouts. And Alex Jones, since I don't know if you have any of your people listening, but I really like the reports from Greg Reese and John Bowne, those little documentaries that they produce in between your program. And I wish I had 4 hours to that's why I shortcut my shortcuts, because I have so little time to get as much information out as possible. But I have a suggestion for you, Alex. What I'd like you to do, you have the infrastructure, you have the team, you have Greg Reese and John Baum. I think what we need is a title for a new documentary called American Sellouts, and talk about how they basically create plausible deniability and liability immunity for themselves while feathering their own nest and causing a huge wealth transfer from the bottom 93% to the top 1%. That includes, you know, the rhinos, the treasonous traitors, the American sellouts. I think American sellouts would be a great title for this documentary. Just FYI. Okay, I'm going to get off my sidebar here and go back to more published articles in the public domain. That's right. Rich is not making any of this stuff up. See, when you hear all these words, people like the left often throws out, and it's not just the left. It's the bought and paid for American sellout rhinos. You know, this is just like Liz Cheney, the so-called Republican rhino. She's no longer recognized by the people in Wyoming as a Republican because she's American sellout. She sold her soul to the elite and does not represent the people. And that's the biggest problem today. We don't have people being represented. So all these buzzwords, all ethics, all morals, all values, all rule of law, all accountability, these words mean nothing because it's a separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. And that's what I want you to concentrate on today when I talk about all this stuff. Okay, next article. U.S. economy is irreversibly broken and staggeringly corrupt. Next, video shows the U.S. National Guard coordinating with human smugglers and our own border patrol in Mexico. Look, we can talk about each one of these articles for an hour. I don't have the time, but you need to be aware of this. You need to read. You need to research. You need to verify. Next. Latest indictment reveals Rod Rosenstein, the FBI, the DOJ, lied and withheld information from GOP House investigators regarding the fake junk Russian dossier. And we all know Hillary Clinton was behind it. We've been mentioning these articles for well over a year, probably a couple years. And how many times have we talked about the FBI and the DOJ not doing their job? Concentrate on that. Next, FBI hacked over 100,000 emails sent from official address. So what they're probably doing here, folks, is creating plausible deniability for themselves and saying, oh, we were hacked. We didn't really do that. Would you be surprised if that happened? January 6th prisoner Jeremy Brown, the same agents who tried to recruit me from the FBI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden signed the $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law Monday before a celebratory crowd on the White House lawn. About 800 invited guests were on hand. President Biden called for better and more honest communications between the United States and China during a virtual call with Chinese President Xi Jinping. During the V call, Biden said the U.S. opposes unilateral efforts to change the status quo or undermine peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. It should be noted that two did not discuss anything involving COVID-19. 67-year-old Steve Bannon turned himself in and appeared before a judge to face criminal contempt charges for defying a subpoena from Congress' January 6th committee. Bannon did not enter a plea Monday and is due back in court on Thursday. After the court proceedings, Mr. Bannon said he will be taking on the Biden regime in fighting the charges. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The City Council in Oroville, California, overwhelmingly voted to declare the city a constitutional republic city to protect its citizens' rights in light of federal and state mandates. The resolution passed in a 6-1 vote on November 2nd. Oroville Vice Mayor Scott Thompson tells Fox News what this means.
We've been resisting with the mandates as they've been coming. Yeah, we have been following some regarding masks with our employees, and we've made a lot of changes in Oroville, but these mandates continue to get more intrusive on our citizens. And so when they were wanting us to shut down businesses and whatnot, we gave a directive to our police officers to simply just educate and not shut down businesses and not arrest anybody, because we have a Walmart here in town, and you know, it was packed full, but they were saying close down small businesses and close down the churches. But now they are wanting to push the vaccine inside. And so for me, it's one thing to ask somebody to put a mask on their body and you can just disobey. But another thing when they begin to mandate putting something in your body, and that, I believe, is the time for people to stand up and not just disobey, but actually publicly resist.
Oroville is just an hour's drive north of Sacramento. You can see the longest partial lunar eclipse in hundreds of years this week. Friday's eclipse will last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, marking it the longest in centuries. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheehan here, sitting in for Vince, and I'm already starting to delete some of my information because I can see I'm not going to be able to get to it all. So pardon me. I'm going to go into shortcutting my shortcuts, and I know I'm going to go off into tangents, so here we go again. Just going to try to waste as little time as possible. January 6th, political prisoner Jeremy Brown. I tried to finish this article before the break, but I was not successful. Basically, the same agents who tried to recruit him to be an FBI operative were the ones sent to arrest him. You cannot make this stuff up. New FBI report definitely proves Russiagate, which dogged Trump's U.S. presidency, was fraud. You have to remember, folks, this stuff should have come out years ago. This is basically they're just holding back information. When you hear the word investigation, it basically means that the powers that be are covering up, lying, gaslighting, and creating setups. And you know what's really funny? We know they're lying, they know they're lying, and they know we know they're lying. That's how pathetic all this is. It's basically a consolidation of power, money, and control. They want to destroy our sovereignty. They want to destroy all free nations, especially America. Freedom, liberty, justice, due process, all rule of law. They want to normalize and legalize pedophilia, destroy family. Basically, for those people who think it's still a left-right paradigm, it's not even close. It's the aristocracy, the 200 wealthiest families, basically the, you know, the Morgans, the Carnegies, the Kissingers, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Soroses, you know, all the big names you've heard. That's Gates. All these people. Who's buying up the majority of our farmland? Gates, Bezos, and China. You think that's by accident? No. It's basically they want to monetize debt, give out helicopter money, but basically destroy the system while they're doing it. So all control will be done by non-elected officials, and officials are in air quotes. The private central banks, the corporations, the big oligarchies are all bought and paid for theater. And they're using the politicians, they're using the bankers, they're using the lawyers, the judges to basically be their lieutenants. And they're getting a bunch of money, but they're throwing America under the bus. I mean, look at the consequences that we have here, folks. Look at murder. Look at the rule of law and accountability. It's all by group. Look at suicide, rape, drug use, divorce, kicking the fathers out of the home, family unity, opportunity based on hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, the prosperity of Americans, the debt, the lack of skill sets being taught in schools from kindergarten through college, depopulation events, divide and conquer efforts everywhere. Look, we've talked about all this with great specificity and detail for a very long time. But I want you to concentrate when I go through these articles how work is being delegitimized, and when we certain people demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job because of what group you're in, which has basically been fanned by the elite for divide-and-conquer strategies, you cannot feel entitled to play the victim group status card and think that you're benefiting your country or your group. You're not. You're doing the opposite. In fact, you're disrespecting your group. All right. Too many sidebars here. Okay. The FBI concluded with a Russian spy and used fake evidence to spy on Carter Page. Are you listening to all this? These are published articles in the public domain about the FBI, the DOJ. We're paying their salary. We're paying their salary to be American sellouts. And Hillary was not arrested for ignoring a subpoena in Bleachpit. Look, all these contempt of Congress, you know, look at Eric Holder, Henry Kissinger, Lois Lerner, Bill Barr, all the people who basically are American sellouts and threw our country under the bus. And yet they arrest Steve Bannon. What a joke. Everything is a show trial, folks. Everything. Just like the Rittenhouse trial. This should never have happened. This should have been dismissed from the very beginning. How come Ghislaine Maxwell is still in jail, but we don't see a trial for her? Because there's so many pedophiles and the blackmail network can't come out. How come we're not seeing anything? All right, I got so many articles here, folks. Next, whistleblower teachers warn CRT, which is critical race theory, absolutely everywhere in American schools, unquote. Next, school board president, secret dossier on parents who oppose CRT, hired a private investigator to gather information on parents who protested district policies. This is what we're seeing from all of institutions, all of our organizations in America is a Nazi SS Gestapo behavior. We're making the Bolsheviks blush right now. This is why, look, over the years I've quoted and paraphrased Alinsky, Marx, Cloward and Piven, the Frankfurt School, all this. I've done this for a reason, because we told you this was coming. Well, it's here. Okay, I got to go back to articles. Next, Biden's banking nominee calls to eliminate all private bank accounts. Are you hearing this? So let's say they're suggesting, like, the Federal Reserve hold everybody's money in a digital fashion. What could go wrong? We're beyond 1984 Nazi Stalin. We're way beyond it. Next, a record 4.4 million workers quit in September as U.S. suffers its worst labor shortage in decades. This is not delegitimizing work, folks? Really? Next, Arizona mother targeted and harassed by school board. We're terrified of the person having access to our information on our 8 to 10-year-old daughters. And photos were found. Does this mean, is this an implication that the school board is not just harassing kids, but getting ready to ship out these kids for pedophilia? Just asking. Next, Stanford and the University of California professors declare that conservatives who vote for black candidates are still racist. This is not just delegitimizing work and jobs. This article is almost too stupid to comment on. See, I've given thousands of examples. We all have on USAPrepares.com of how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by groups. All by plan. All scripted. Next, quote, shove it down her effing throat. This is a quote. I'm using the AM-FM version, since this broadcast is on AM and FM as well as podcast. The Biden family knew Hunter allegedly molested close minor relative text messages show. Can you imagine if Don Jr. did any of this? Oh, my God. What would happen? It would be the biggest scandal in American history. But see, if anybody from the Biden family does it, you're in a protected group, right? Remember how I said, delegitimizing work, protecting group, remember? Protecting and enabling the most corrupt companies, individuals, and governments in the country, giving them liability immunity. You remember all this? If I have time, I'll go through that in more detail and specificity. Next, new report shows military families are included in a list of 14,000 Americans left behind. Does that sound like we're raising the bars of standards and expectations for the job? No. Peter Schiff says inflation is going to get much, much worse for years to come, and the Fed can't stop it. Well, we've got to protect China, right? China wants high inflation. So does the elite. So does the super wealthy. Because 80% of China's debt is in U.S. dollars. So if we inflate the dollar, make it worth less purchasing power for the bottom 93%, we run out of food, water, and housing and shelter and all the basics. Why the elite flourish, because they buy everything up on pennies of the dollar, especially since they have the printing press. But when we allow 80% of China's debt, which is in U.S. dollars, to inflate with this so-called laissez-faire money printing, you know that money printing has doubled in the last year and a half? That's what they admit to. That's what they admit to. So we're going to have more demand on constrained supply, adding to more inflation. This is, you see how this works, folks? And obviously, I got to, I mean, we can talk about all this stuff for hours, each article, but I got to move on. Twitter creates special hashtag to claim Joe Biden didn't say the word Negro. I know some of you out there are thinking I make this stuff up. I know you do. I know you do. But I promised you they're all published articles in the public domain. Next, American household debt reaches record high of $15 trillion. Does that sound like we're increasing the bars of standards and expectations when debt is going through the roof? Not just households, But corporations, government, everything's being held up, getting ready for a big crash to eliminate America. Next, students suspended for saying there are only two genders. Again, I know you think I'm making this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't. It's so stupid. Look, they are promoting submissive conformity. And they're going to say anything that they want, and if you don't agree, you're a dissident. This is the Bolshevik Revolution. This is Nazi, Stalin, Marxist agendas. This is an authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, communist dictatorship appearing in front of our eyes, lifetime. Next, school board member publicized parents' social security numbers, divorce proceedings, financial records in effort to track and shut up outspoken parents. Hi, Hitler! Hi, Hitler! October! Next, LAPD, that's the Los Angeles Police Department, tells residents to comply with robbers as the society collapses in all Democrat cities. Please, I am not making any of this stuff up. This is how they brought in their brown shirts in Nazi Germany. They kick out the good cops, the good border patrol, the good people in government, and they bring in people who was willing to sell out America. Get it? And next, Hillary Clinton, this is from Senator Collins, surprisingly, started Russia collusion hoax to cover up her email scandal. We all know this is true, coming from Senator Collins. It's a surprise of admission. But see, folks, it all depends on what group you're in. Taliban holds a parade for Islamic Emirate Army with U.S. military gear, vehicles, and choppers provided by Joe Biden.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. Last segment of the first hour, and after the top of the hour break, there will be a second hour. And I plan to be as politically incorrect the second hour as I have been during the first. Okay, I'm going to go back to more articles showing that we have basically delegitimized work and made a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, not for the prosperity or benefit of our country, but to take our country down. And the first article is for this segment is that the jury for the Rittenhouse trial is being threatened and doxxed. This is exactly what has happened in Bolshevik revolutions. This happened under Stalin. This happened under Nazis. This is about against the law as you could possibly get. This is all part of the show trial to threaten people to have them do a certain vote. That's it. Okay, next, Biden regime shutting off fuel energy supplies as part of wartime embargo against we the people. And they're making it very clear here that you need to prepare for famine and a collapse of food, economic goods, job opportunities, the whole works. This is an American takedown and takeover. Look, I've spent a lot of time on the agenda, and if I have time, I'll go over it again, but we'll see what happens. Green hoax exposed. China coal output explodes. And here, the powers that be in America talking about climate change, and we need to be more like China. What a hypocritical double standard joke. Climate change is excuse propaganda for printing money, bailing out banks, bailing out big people, consolidating power, money, control, and bankrupting the bottom 93% of wealth. This is why everything needs to be decentralized, because we're going to get to the point that even the police state will be centralized, and then we're going to lose the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, everything's gone. America's gone, and there's going to be major depopulation. You got to remember, the people in power who have done all this illegal stuff, including the bioweapon. They don't want a Nuremberg too. They want chaos. They want infighting. They want as much of it as possible to distract from their crimes. That's how that works. Next, Build Back Better. Biden Dems seek $625 billion tax cut for wealthy coastal elites. So much for climate change. I thought we were going to be enveloped by tidal waves on the coast, folks, with all the all fraud, folks. It's all propaganda, lies, hoaxes, false flags. That's what the journalists do. The mainstream media does. You're being gaslighted. Next, father of Scottsdale school board member accused of stalking local parents and wishing them death. You can't even make this stuff up. I mean, seriously, I could not make up more nefarious behaviors in my life than what's happening in America today. Next, the vaccinated are causing COVID surges across the country. Highly vaccinated states are spiking the most. This is all across the world, folks. We've given thousands of these examples. So many physicians and researchers and scientists have come forward to admit this. We've been saying these stories for probably close to a year. Next, investment firm will need permission to hire white men. Microsoft is encouraging employers to state race and gender identity in their interviews. You can't make this stuff up. How do you make this stuff up? Next, Rittenhouse prosecutor places finger on rifle trigger and points the barrel at the people in the courtroom. Look, this is gun safety 101. You never point a gun, loaded, unloaded, toy gun, real gun, fake gun, doesn't matter. You never point a gun at somebody unless you're planning on using it. Next, UK supermarket lining store shelved with decoys to hide supply shortage. I want you to think how stupid the elite think you are. They're putting fake food and pictures on store shelves to make you think that the supply chain shortage is not happening. Does anybody have confidence in our educational system, in our state government? I mean federal government, too. When I say the state, I mean all government. Big corporations, medicine, Wall Street, the rule of law. You've heard me talk about share buybacks and how it only benefits the super wealthy. Social institutions, our technologically big tech institutions. They're all infected with greed, corruption, psyops, racketeering, making dishonest money, consolidating power and control. They're all corrupt. They're all manipulated. They're all dishonest. Look at paper contracts and naked shorts. We are resembling the Soviet Union for unelected and installed corruption, especially with our elections. Experts and official authorities have no more credibility. There's no transparency. These are all fake words. Journalists and the mainstream media has betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted their professions. I'll be right back after the top of the hour break, folks. Appreciate you being here.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.